Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hour number two of the program here. It is Chris Thomas tonight, back with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, each and every weeknight, 6 to 10. It is my pleasure to take you through the evening of Atlanta sports. Braves getting underway in about 15 minutes. I'll keep you posted. Not that it really matters at this point anyway, but, you know, you do got 70 games left, so we might as well just, you know, put it out there. Again, I said, I'm no longer deep diving into these games until they matter, and I mean that. And even on the Atlanta baseball postgame show, it's not about X's and O's at this point anymore. It's about big picture. It's about if Sean Murphy has a big game, does he become more attractive as a trade chip? Ozuna, same thing. Does you know, somebody in the farm system step up in the bullpen that we can make a note on that could be a valuable piece in the bullpen for next year? That's what it's more about. Because, you know, are we really going to break down Snit's decision to pull, you know, Harris in the eighth inning and pinch hit him for Eli? Like, no, I don't have it in me, man. But by the way, Oren, did you see this article from Bob Nightingale, by the way?
Been hearing about it, just the people who may not be on the move.
It's in the ether, right? And the one thing that really caught my eye from this article is that he matter-of-factly states that Brian Snicker is not coming back next year. Like, it's not if, it's that he's not, and that there's possible candidates for his replacement. And I'm just like, well, I think we all kind of assume that's what's going to happen, but
let Snit break the news
Last time I checked, Jared from the Braves, who's their great PR guy that we have a great relationship with here on 92.9 The Game, it's not like he's calling us and being like, hey, guys, I want you to get ahead of this. Snit's going to announce he's stepping down.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, no, like, I don't know where Bob is getting his sources from. But it was just interesting to me the way that it was worded, because it was worded matter-of-factly. It was not worded with a speculatory or even a fortuitous tone. Again, it was matter-of-fact. It was that Brian Snicker's not coming back next year, and Walt Weiss and Skip Schumacher, the former player and Marlins manager, is leading the way to be the front runners to take over. Again, I don't know. I don't know who he's talking to. I don't know where he's sort. I mean, he's pretty plugged in, obviously. He's one of the main MLB insiders in the country. So this isn't like, you know, some guy at, you know,
yeah,
Braves exclusive insider.
BobsBasementSecrets.com. Yeah.
It's not that. So interesting. Something to definitely keep an eye on, and we will. Speaking of keeping an eye on, Orin.
Yes.
Is there anybody in the sports world playing their sport better right now than Scottie Scheffler?
No, absolutely not.
It's really hard to say that there is. I mean, team sports, I mean, individual sports.
Last 10 times, he has had a 54-hole lead, including Sunday. He has won whatever tournament he's been playing.
It's really amazing. And I know everybody says the following sentence. It would really be awesome if he just had any sort of personality whatsoever. And you know what, Orin? I'm going to echo that sentiment. It really would be awesome if he had any personality
maybe
whatsoever.
Maybe his personality is having a lack of personality. Maybe that's just – I think we're going to have to accept – I mean, this is the guy who, before this tournament started, talked about how, you know, these tournament wins aren't – that's not life. You know, even after this, when he talked about how he was going to celebrate it, but he even mentioned, too, that winning these tournaments is not what I want to base my life on.
But is that the messaging you want from the face of your sport?
It's not the message you want from the face of your sport, but
like imagine
as long as
Kobe Bryant
keeps winning.
Imagine Kobe Bryant, after he's done crying, holding the trophy, comes out to meet the media for the championship press conference and goes, yeah, that was pretty cool, but Mamba's got to work on that degree. Mamba out. And he like, and then you see him at the community college next week. Like, I mean,
Chef is not going anywhere, but this lends you to kind of believe that, hey, there might be a point in time where he just gets tired of this and he steps away. And I would rather have a Scottie Scheffler step away from the sport if he is not all the way in it than to have a Scottie Scheffler out there just kind of going through the motions, because that's not fair to him. That's not fair to the fans. That's not fair to the game of golf.
No, I guess I'm thinking about it if I'm like Jay Monahan, right? It's like, how do we get this sport to the next – like, this sport has been in flux now for close to a decade, I want to say. Really? I mean, you had 2019, but other than that, who, what, when, where, why has been the draw to golf? From a media perspective, I'm not talking about fans, because if you're a big sports fan or if you're a golf fan, you're obviously going to be entrenched. I'm talking about getting the person like me who's a casual golf fan to watch Sunday, you know, to see who wins the majors. Like, I'm not tuning in to watch Scotty. Not because he's not an incredible golfer, but I'm more attracted to storylines than just the actual, in a sport that I'm not an inherent fan of. Let me be very clear. I'm more attracted to the storyline than I am watching the individual play.
He reminds me, and Mike Bell can probably add a bit more to this. Scotty kind of has his way, kind of like Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR, where there wasn't anything like crazy compelling about him, but they just go out there and they win. And I think in some respects that if you win enough out there on the tour, maybe that's where the fans start to draw in. Like, fans recognize greatness, I think, more than anything else. Like, it's okay to be a character, but like, if you don't have the rings or the championships or anything like that, it kind of makes it a bit hollow. So maybe for Scotty, it's just the fact that he just goes out there and becomes, quite frankly, the most dominant professional golfer, and that's what you get. I don't know.
Well, right, but at the same time, it's like, again, I'm the perfect example for this. I think golf played at a high level is fun to watch. When Tiger was winning a lot when I was younger.
He was boring.
Well.
It was something different because of how he played the game.
But he wasn't boring. He was like mysterious. I don't think I would classify Tiger as boring, because I was magnetically attracted to Tiger, like everybody else was.
Well, I think too, because of what he was able to do, on him being able to hit the ball further than everybody, him being in, I think, the public consciousness and the public eye for as long as he was before then, and in his amateur days. So
he also had the natural foil in Phil.
Yeah, well, that's also true.
And Phil was everything Tiger wasn't in terms of flamboyant personality, And it was a really nice give and take that they had for a while.
This is where Rory needs to step up. Rory needs to become whatever Scottie Scheffler is. Rory needs to become that inverse, I guess. They need to exist.
It's not fair to call Rory a bust.
I'm not calling him a bust.
No.
He's definitely not on the same level right now.
Right, but
Scottie
I'm
is.
Saying for his career, from where he was projected to be 11 years ago, what does he have? 2 major wins?
He's got a British and he's got the Masters.
Yeah, so he's got 2. If I would have told you in 2011.
But there was a long time in between those two.
Right. But if I would have told you in 2011 he would have only had 2, you would have been like,
what happened? Did he get hurt?
What happened to this great golf prodigy? So I think, to Oren's point, golf is looking for the natural foil to Scottie Scheffler. It could have been. I mean, does Bryson still have a shot to get there?
Sorry, no. Rory has the slam.
He does.
He's got all of them.
Okay. Is that it? Does he have 4?
He's got 5.
5. Okay. Well, that's better. You know what?
I take that back.
Yeah, I take that back. That's better than I thought. Yeah, but he's still not. But to the main point though, he's still not personality driven wise, like enough to buoy the casual fan. Or do you think he? I don't think he is.
I think when it became the PGA versus LIV, and Rory became sort of the spokesperson for the PGA, I think you saw a bit more personality in Rory at that point to maybe.
But that wasn't about. To be fair, that wasn't about golf. That was about like intersectional politics about two organizations fighting for, you know, that wasn't about like on your average Sunday, you know, him going back and forth with somebody else to win a title.
No, but I think just him doing that kind of gives me the idea that maybe, just maybe, there's an ability for him to kind of be the, you know, the foil, if you will, to Scottie Scheffler. I mean, to be honest with you, those are probably right now, and maybe you throw in a DeChambeau or a Koepka or somebody like that, but those are probably
Schauffele.
Maybe a Schauffele, but Rory and Scottie right now are the two biggest names in professional golf.
Yeah, I don't think that's not even arguable, I don't think, right? I mean, you had Ricky Fowler for a hot second because he had the fashion and he had all that, but he doesn't win, so that doesn't count. Phil is now, I don't even know who Phil is at this point in his career.
He's around. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, he'll pop up with a round that puts him in, like, contention to contend during the weekend, but he'll fade out.
So to get back to the original point again, Scottie Scheffler just doing stuff that's absolutely amazing for the world of golf right now. It's just, it's, you know, the best we've seen in. Is this the best? This has to be since prime Tiger, right? Has anybody else had a sustained run like this?
Spieth had one for like a minute, but it was like nowhere near what Scottie's on right now.
Yeah, you hear those are the same names we've been hearing. Or here's my to sum up this whole thing. We'll get to 5 Falcons True False later in the show. We're gonna have our buddy Mick the Caddy on next, actually, to break this down even further. To sum up this whole argument. Really, and again, I'm showing my face as a golf novice because I didn't realize that Rory had as many majors as he had. To be able to capture the sport in the way that it needs to be captured, in my opinion anyway, for a sport like golf, it needs to go beyond the play. It needs to go beyond the individual success of a Scottie Scheffler. If that person does not also carry the mantle from a personality, character-driven standpoint. And again, I'm not talking about the guys on our station who love golf and watch all the majors. Squid and Mike in the morning, Stakey, Andy and Randy, Carl and Mike. I know Abe is obsessed with golf. All those guys watch anyway. Like, they have them. But me, I'm a little different. My order of sports love is just a different pecking order than theirs. So in order to get me really interested to like actually sit down on a Sunday and watch the 4th round of a major, I got to be personality induced just a little bit. And Scotty's just so, I mean, he really, like, he is white bread vanilla ice cream with vanilla sprinkles on it. Like, he has, as they say, the personality of driftwood.
Maybe just me the opposite way about that, but, like, when you see on Saturday that Scotty's up by two strokes or three strokes going into a final round, like, I'm watching on Sunday because I want to see Scotty maintain that. I want to see the greatness that Scotty is holding a 54-hole lead.
Well, are you doing a golf thing on a Sunday. Fan? But are you a golf fan?
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm casual. I'm an above casual fan.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, I think it's maybe something in every sport too, where, like, take for instance the NBA this year. I wanted to see at the beginning of the playoffs Oklahoma City win it because they were the best team in the regular season. And I wanted them to be the best team in the playoffs and win the championship. Like, yeah. I recognize that in that sort of way that greatness carries. And that's what I
just
want to see.
But I just think that's, you know, when you talk baseball, basketball, football, college football, we're all sort of P1s, if you know what I'm saying. Like, we all love it the same way. But when it comes to soccer, golf, NASCAR, like the sports that are major sports but don't have – the inherent draw that the three or four majors do that I just named. Again, I enjoy his greatness because greatness is awesome to watch. But since I'm not an inherently huge golf fan, you know, for him to be the face of the sport, it's just, to me, it just leaves a little something to be desired from, you know, the entire viewing experience, not necessarily just watching him dominate on the course. Interesting discussion. Maybe we'll pick this back up later on in the show. Coming up next, we'll continue the golf chat. Had to bring in an expert because clearly I'm not. Mick the Caddy, our buddy Mick's going to join us. How dominant is Scotty's performance right now? And is there anybody on the circuit that could catch him? That's next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you put into words just how dominant Mr. Scheffler's been? I really can't. So I decided to bring in an expert. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle, hanging out with you till 10 o'clock live in the Kia Studios. Let's head out to the Wade4.com hotline. Welcome in our good buddy Mick the Caddy, Tales from the Tips podcast. Make sure you check it out. Mick, another win, another dominant performance, another Sunday cleanup job. Scottie Scheffler is playing the best golf of anyone since when, my friend?
Well, since Tiger was at his peak. And look, I do appreciate you calling me an expert. I'm sure there's people who watch my golf game who might not agree with that. But no, it was an absolute dominant performance. And from start to finish, really, I mean, once he gets off to a start where it's like 3 under par, you just know that if he shoots 3 under every day, he's going to be 12 under par at the end of the tournament. At worst, that he's just going to be right there. But he is playing flawless golf at the moment.
When it comes to watching how his game has developed over the years, did you foresee this coming from him a few years ago, or is this come as a surprise that he's as dominant as he is?
I don't think anybody saw this coming years ago. I mean, he's always been a great player, but now he's elevated his game to the next level. And I mean, honestly, and I think it's fun to watch because if you look at his swing, it's certainly not pretty to watch. And we all talk about how good guys swing the golf club and things like that. Watching Scottie Scheffler swing the club actually nearly gives hope for a lot of people, because I mean the footwork is all over the place. I mean it's not a pretty golf swing, but boy does it work. And he doesn't have a weakness in his game. You know, you can pick apart other players and say, you know, maybe Rory's, you know, mid irons aren't as good as what they should be, and that's why he lacks a little bit, but he's flawless at the moment, and his temperament is even more flawless, and I think it keeps him in good stead because he doesn't get ruffled on the golf course.
Speaking of Rory, do you feel like his career is still on an upward trajectory, or has he made his peak, so to speak, in the golf game?
No, I think Rory still has majors in him. I think he's still hungry for majors. You know, obviously getting the Grand Slam off his back was huge for him. But Rory plays great golf. I mean, he's still a dominant force. He hits it a long way. He still has that desire to get out there and win and play hard. And, you know, the way Scottie's playing now, it's just going to make other guys practice harder and work harder. It really is. And Rory knows that, you know, there's a gap there now, and he's going to have to work hard, you know, to make that gap even closer.
Who are some of the younger guys on tour that you're watching right now that you look and you say, these guys have not only a lot of potential, but a real chance to make a name for themselves right now, where, you know, there's the same couple of guys, Mick, that we've known for a long time now, but it's been a little bit since, you know, 2-3 new guys, young guys in their early to mid-20s have really emerged and set the scene for the next 5, maybe even 10 years.
I think there's a lot of players who are playing so well at the moment, but because Scottie is just dominating, they're kind of getting lost. They're kind of getting lost in there. And Russell Henley is a perfect example of that. This kid is playing such good golf at the moment. I think he's number 5 or 6 on the FedEx. People wouldn't know him if they tripped over him. But he's playing such good golf at the moment. And, you know, he's one. Patrick Cantlay's another one. This, you know, even Justin Thomas, you know, we were looking at his numbers today when I was doing the podcast. I was out at East Lake today. And, you know, he's had just a quiet season, but he's like number 3 or 4 on the FedEx. And he's going great, and I think Victor Hovland's another one who's going to come up and contend. But, you know, these guys are getting, you know, lost in the wash right now because the spotlight is, you know, firmly on Scottie Scheffler, and, you know, he's doing things that only Tiger Woods has done in this last generation. And it's fun to watch. For me, it's fun to watch because obviously he doesn't have the flair that Tiger did. And, you know, you said it perfectly. He's vanilla with a side of vanilla. He doesn't have the flair that Tiger does. He doesn't do the club twirls, you know, and he doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve. He's not bashing clubs into the ground and doing things. He just goes about his business. And once he leaves the golf course, he's just a true family man. He has hobbies outside of golf. He doesn't take golf, you know, off the golf course, and I don't think he adds that pressure to him.
Are you a believer, as we're talking to our buddy Mick the Caddy, make sure you check out Tales from the Tips, the podcast on the Odyssey app, of what I was talking about in terms of being a personality-driven sport? I know it's always going to have its purists and those that check in on the 4 majors every year, but in order to attract especially the younger fan who's so personality-driven when it comes to YouTube and all these other things, Mick, how important is it for golf to find some characters in the game, or do you think that's not important?
No, I think it is important. You know, and the game needs characters, and obviously Tiger was, you know, when Tiger was at his best, people wanted to watch golf, and golf ratings were certainly at the highest. You know, the ratings were high. The purses got higher because of Tiger, excuse me, and what he did for the game of golf. It is personality driven in certain aspects, and people want to see that. And you said it rightly. You know, Ricky Fowler wearing orange on Sunday, and kids were wearing Puma hats and wearing orange and things like that. And people were wearing, you know, red on Sundays for Tiger and things like that. I think Bryson DeChambeau has tried to capture that a little bit. Unfortunately, he's went to, you know, the Live Tour, and you know his YouTube videos are great. They're fun, and he's become a great personality. It's a shame that he doesn't, you know, he's not on the PGA Tour and stuff, but. Yeah, I mean, the purists, we love watching Scottie Scheffler, you know, get the ball around and stuff like that. But, you know, I certainly see what you're saying. And, yeah, he just goes about his business. And, you know, there's no John Daly's on tour anymore. And, you know, John Daly's still a polarizing person because people can relate to that kind of, you know, that kind of the way he plays golf.
When it comes to all of these spinoff leagues that are going, what's your take on that, Mick? I haven't had a chance to ask you about it. You know, you have TGL, you have Live, you have all these other things. Do you think those alternative options are helping to grow the game?
I think the TGL was fun. It was the first year, and obviously they're expanding next year with more teams. TGL was it was interesting to watch. I don't know how much its leverage is going to grab. I really don't. It was interesting to watch. It was fun. It was good to see the players. And I think there was a human aspect of that with the players, the way they reacted and fooling around with each other and stuff like that. And that's the side of golf that you really don't see that much, because in practice rounds and pro-ams and stuff like that, that's how the guys are pretty loose like that, and that's how they act with each other and stuff. And there is a lot of fun on the tour, and the TGL sort of, you know, brought that up. Live is a different, that's a different animal, and that's, you know, I could talk about Live forever. I don't necessarily agree with it. Greg Norman, who, you know, runs the Live Tour, he's been wanting a world tour forever and ever and ever. Even when he was at his peak in the 80s, he was trying to, you know, organize some sort of world tour with Tim Fincham. And it's sad that they haven't got themselves together yet and worked it out, because golf really needs a lot of these guys back, and they need it all together. I wish they would work together. I don't see it happening in the future. I think these guys are going to sign more contracts to play with Liv. You know, some of these contracts up. I know DeChambeau's contract is up. But, you know, these guys are banned from the PGA Tour. So it's like, if they don't sign contracts with Liv, where are they going to play?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And like you said, we're going to have to wait to see on that one. The top four, well, tied for four finishers in this one, are all American, Mick. Do you think that is something that helps attract, you know, some of the younger fans and the younger audiences, especially maybe a guy like Wyndham Clark?
Yeah, it does. Everyone wants to, you know, obviously living over here, and, you know, everyone likes to see the American players up there and stuff. And it really was a good week for the American players. Harris English, Georgia Bulldog, finished in second. You know, he's a great player. He's a wonderful, you know, ambassador for the game of golf. He's another one. He's very much like Scotty. He just goes about his business, you know, and there's no, you know, he's not a club thrower. He's not a swearer. He's a great putter. He just goes about his business, and he's a hell of a player. But yeah, American golf is in good stead, and you know, with the Ryder Cup coming up, it's going to be a wonderful Ryder Cup, that's for sure. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be up there on Bethpage, where the New York fans will be absolutely at their fiery best. And you know, I've had the pleasure of caddying at Bethpage Black, and those fans up there are something special.
You mentioned you were at hanging out over at East Lake. That's always one of our favorite times of the year to get over there. I'm not going to lie to you, Mick. We were able to exclusively sample some of the content and the cocktails on the course last year. It was an absolutely fantastic time.
Yeah, East Lake is just, look, it's a wonderful tournament, and these guys do a great job. You know, we were out there today. We did our podcast out there today and played golf out there today. They put on a media day for us, and the course is going to be spectacular. And, you know, they're doing such a great job with junior golf and trying to get kids to play. And it's just a wonderful event. And, you know, if you get the chance to go out there, you go see it. I mean, it's 30 of the best players in the world. I firmly believe it probably will be a major one day. I have no doubt, you know, I think could be a fifth major. I think this would be a good one for them, because you have to work all year to get to the top 30 players in the world to play in this event. And the fact that it's in our backyard in Georgia, it's even a great honor for us to have it here.
And for golf fans, you will not get better sight lines on some of those holes, Mick, to watch these guys tee off. It's actually pretty amazing.
Oh, it is. It's a perfect setup. It's a great spectator's course, very spectator friendly, a little hilly, but you know, that's not bad at all. I mean, but it is very spectator friendly. And it's going to be a wonderful event, and certainly looking forward to being out there watching it.
Well, we could all use the exercise, Mick. Let's be honest. I mean, we could all use a walk.
Yeah.
We could all use a walk.
I'm also on day 64 of 100 of not drinking, so I won't be drinking then. It's bad news for me.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Yeah. Yeah. But bring plenty of water. Hydrate. Fill up that belly, Mick, my friend.
I'm trying, buddy. Don't worry about that.
All right. We'll talk soon. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks, mate.
All right. That is Mick the Caddy there, our good friend. Make sure you listen to From the Tips podcast with our buddy Dave Ashburn, who does sales here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for all things golf. He does a great job. If you don't know, we call him Mick the Caddy because he was a caddy. He was a caddy on tour for many years and got to travel the world and see the best and the brightest do their thing on the best and most professional golf courses, and he has great stories every single time we chat with him about, you know, things that you can share on the air and some things that you can't. And those are always the best ones. All right, coming up next, the football frenzy on a Monday. Are you guys ready? Here we go. 404-726-0929. I have a ton of stuff to get into that broke since I took off, and that happened today. But you know the deal. Any team, any topic, any player. Your calls, 404-726-0929. If you missed the discussion on the Falcons earlier, for me, 10 wins is the standard for the Falcons in 2025. What's yours? More? Less? The same? Do you agree? 404-726-0929. We'll talk to you in 404-726-0929. Football Frenzy, up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oren, we've been issued a challenge. And before we get to a football frenzy here in a couple of minutes, we're going to complete that challenge. I was challenged on Twitter. Go hit me up at CTTonight929. That's where you can go vote on the poll. Your standard for the Falcons is blank. Number of wins in 2025. Gave you four options. 9, 10, 11 plus, or less than 9. Right now, by far leading the way, y'all agree with me, it is 10 at 47.5%. But, or in somebody, hit me up in the comments. And Mr. Moore hits me up and says, Turtle, I challenge you to name 10 teams the Falcons will beat. It's doable to name 7, but anything more is a dream. And remember, we have a coach with no time management skills who can't win a one-score game.
Well, are we banking on the fact that this team is going to be better than last year, and that includes coaches improving on the sidelines as well?
Apparently not to this person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently not to this person.
Very cynical view this person has.
Yeah, very positive outlook. I appreciate it, Mr. Moore. Oren, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Buccaneers, September 7th, at home to start the season. That's a win.
Full disclosure, one of my true-false questions was, before the week 5 bye week, the Falcons are going to be 3-1. So just full disclosure, that was one of my true-false questions.
Okay, so let's keep that in mind. I'm going to say that's a win. What do you think?
I would say yes to Tampa being a win.
At Minnesota. That's tough.
Rookie quarterback, though.
Rookie quarterback. I'm going to say that's a win.
Okay.
At Panthers. Win.
It's always tricky up there, but yeah, that's
no,
a win.
That's a win. Versus Commanders. That's a
you
loss.
You get them at home.
That's a loss.
You do get them at home, though.
That's a loss. It's fine. That's okay. Versus Bills. It's also a loss. It's
so
okay.
We're sitting right now at
that's okay.
3-2.
At San Francisco. That's a win.
Sunday night football.
I'm not a Brock Purdy guy. I'm just not. I would take Michael Penix over Brock Purdy 100%.
That offense is limping into the season
and
right now.
And people think that defense is the same defense it was 4 years ago.
It's not.
It's not. And that's the biggest thing for me. So that makes you, what, that's win number 4?
Four.
You're 4-2. Versus the Dolphins at home. That's a very interesting. To me, that's a toss-up. That is a complete toss-up game. Depending on which Dolphins team shows up, Tyreek Hill could go for... yeah.
he I'm going to say one this. Of those games. So this next stretch of games, starting with San Francisco and going to Miami, then the next 4 after that, this is a stretch of the season where you need to dominate.
Okay. I'm going to say Dolphins is a loss. So that's 4-3 right now. Okay? Patriots.
At New England.
Win. 5-3. Colts at home, win, 6-3. Panthers at home, win, season sweep, 7-3. At New Orleans, win, 8-3.
You only need 2 more wins out of the next 7 weeks.
At the Jets.
6 weeks.
At the Jets, win, 9-3. Versus Seattle at home.
Buying Sam Darnold.
I think that's a loss.
At home?
Yeah. That's a trap game for me. You're coming off a bunch of wins in a row. You bring it back home in early December. That's a trap game. 9-4. At the Buccaneers. I think you split. 9-5.
Okay.
At the Cardinals. Revenge spot from a couple of years ago with Josh Jobs, who embarrassed you. No, he was with the Vikings?
With the Vikings. That was,
he was
the Vikings.
With the Vikings. Yeah, that was the Kyler Vikings, Murray, that game, embarrassed you with his legs.
That was the year Kyler came back from the ACL
tear. It was his first game back. Win. There's your 10th win. Versus the Rams.
Monday night.
Loss.
In Atlanta.
Loss. You're 10-4. Or you're 10-5.
Did we miss something?
We missed something. And then that's a win versus the Saints. But there's your 11 wins. 11 wins on the season. That's what I'm doing. There's my 11. That's the 11 wins I've been sticking with this entire time. I messed up whenever game somewhere, whatever. I think you sweep the Saints. I think you go even with the Bucks, and I think you sweep the Panthers. So, and that'll make you, what, 4-5-1 in the division? Yeah, 5-1 in the division. And that wins you the NFC South. 11 wins in the NFC South. So, Mr. Moore, you just challenged me to give you 10 wins for the Falcons. How about I just gave you 11? I gave you 11. Again, to run it down real quick. Bucks win. Vikings win. Panthers win. Commanders, loss. Bills, loss. San Fran, win. Dolphins, loss. Patriots, Colts, Panthers, Saints, four-game winning streak. Five-game winning streak at the Jets. Lose to the Seahawks, lose to the Bucks, beat the Cardinals, lose to the Rams, beat the Saints. 11 wins. 11 wins. So, Mr. Moore, you wanted to see how the sausage is made and how it gets done? There's your 11 wins. And the Falcons finish the season 11-6. First place in the NFC South and host a playoff game. Sound good? I think that sounds pretty good. Doubters out there, 7.5 wins in Vegas. Y'all are killing me. 404-726-0929. All right, now, with that out of the way, Mr. Moore, let's get to a football frenzy on a Monday. Don't look now, Oren. There's a change a-coming in the National Football League. Have you been keeping up with this crazy Lloyd Howell, J.C. Treader collusion, trying to set yourself up to get the job of the guy who you led the search to hire going on? I mean, this thing is crazy.
Shout out to Pablo Torre.
Yeah, and Pablo Torre finds out. It's a really good podcast. He and Mike Florio co-broke this story together. Now, Oren, here's the funny part about it to me. It's like, because here's my natural question. It's like, well, Turtle, aren't these the guys that are supposed to be protecting the integrity of the league? Yeah. That's the funniest part about this to me. Like, these are the guys that are supposed to be leading the charge in protecting the integrity of the league. This is the executive director of the NFL and the executive director of the Players Association. I mean, you have these two dudes who essentially are supposed to be your first line of defense against this kind of crap, and they're directly participating in it. Yikes. So Treader steps down over the weekend. Howell stepped down early last week.
Because he got caught at the club.
He got caught at the club, literally Magic City. It's unbelievable, Oren, isn't it? You just can't. These dudes, they can't. Even going back all the way to COVID, who was it? Lou? Was it Sweet Lou?
Lou, yeah. Was down here for a funeral and then got outed by Jack Harlow.
Is that right?
Yeah, Jack Harlow posted the photo that showed Lou Will in the club.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. 404-726-0929. Jack Harlow.
Imagine getting busted at a strip club by Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow's the one that gets you in trouble.
No, actually, I can't. You ever see that video of him where he went viral online? Oh, were you here? You know what? I think this is before you got on Dukes and Bell. He went viral for having this red carpet online interview where he said, "I love you" to the reporter. And it was literally the most awkward thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's a very awkward dude.
He is
so I'm not surprised by that.
Very, very awkward. So I don't know what's going on up at those NFL offices in New York, man. They got a lot of crap to figure out with the season right around the corner and a bunch of people, high up ranking officials.
Yeah, these are the people as the players who you elected, or out of Treader to get elected apparently, but these are the guys who were put in place for your well-being, like to the well-being of you, and they can't even seem to manage their own personal affairs. So good luck with that.
Well, not even manage them, like – doing highly nefarious and curious things, like being parts of companies that buy stakes in NFL teams when you're the executive director of the NFL.
What do they call this? What that's called? A conflict of interest.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, thank you. Hello, Bueller. I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but TJ Watt obviously signs the massive deal. Are they a Super Bowl contender to you all? They're like on the fringe for me.
So I saw, because it was on a J.J. Watt was on Pat McAfee today, and there was a quote I guess somebody had said earlier in the show that referenced the fact that the Steelers probably have had, I don't want to say it's the best offseason because I don't know how you could gauge that, but it was one of the biggest offseasons in terms of player movement for an NFL team. The fact that you start off with the trade for DK Metcalf, then You bring in Aaron Rodgers. Oh, and then by the way, you make a trade and ship out your all-pro, at least not maybe last year, but your all-pro safety to bring in another defensive back all-pro guy and a guy who was put up record-breaking numbers in Miami at tight end. So, like, they did what they felt like they needed to do to improve that team. Whether or not that happens, I also think they're one of the oldest teams in the NFL now, too. So,
yeah, I mean, if Rodgers is as good as he was with the Jets last year, I think he has a shot. I mean, he had 28 touchdowns last year.
I think he has to be as good as he was like the last 8 weeks of the season, like that Rodgers.
Yeah,
the first
battle. Exactly. And then if he can do that, if that's still in there, and you bring in, you know, DK, and you have Warren out of the backfield, you have Freiermuth at tight end, they got a question a little bit, because I think Calvin Austin is like their number two.
Number two receiver, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
not
little,
great.
No, that's not great. But I think they're going to be good, and their defense, obviously, now with Watt back in the fold, we know is huge.
If I'm T.J. Watt, I'm upset, a little bit upset. So Pittsburgh gave him $108 million guaranteed, and that's the number of career sacks he has. I'm sure if he wanted like a little bit more guaranteed money, he probably wish he had more career sacks.
I mean, $108 million guaranteed ain't nothing to sneeze at,
nothing to sneeze at. Just like, you know, if he had 112 sacks, would they have given him $112 million guaranteed?
Well, a guy who also has a lot of sacks has a new home. Von Miller going to Washington and the Commanders. Does that move the needle for you at all? You think he still has anything at this point in his career?
I saw so much on this one. I didn't know if Von would be a guy that the Falcons would have interest in just as another pass rusher. But the first question is, is Von going to give you at least 14, 15 games this year? Last couple years with Buffalo were not great. Second thing is just – how do you use him and what capacity? And third, like, does he still have juice? Does he still have juice off that edge? Guy a couple years ago had, what, 6.5 sacks, I think it was, his last full season in the NFL?
Last year he had 6 sacks.
Yeah, so.
Which would have been the best on our team.
Maybe in a Washington setting as a part-time pass rusher that fits for him, so we'll see.
Last time he had... he had 8-22, and he had 9.5 total in 2021 for Denver and the Rams. So, I mean, last time he had double-digit sacks in a season was 2019.
It's been a minute.
And but he's had 9 a couple of times, and
he's not going to be on the field as much as he was in those years, though.
No. And, yeah, not a lot of tackles last year either. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's just a veteran guy at this point that can provide some rotational help. We shall see. We don't do politics on this show. I refuse. I'm not even allowed if I wanted to. I don't even dip my toe. Like, there are some other shows I'm not even talking about on our station, but other shows that will dip their toe on it, even if it's relevant. I don't even try to do that. It's not worth it. Like, you, Orin, you can't win. So
no,
you might as well not
can't.
Lose. But there is something going on relevant to the Commanders where the president would kindly like the name change to go back to the Redskins, and the same thing in Cleveland to go back to the Guardians. And the reason it's relevant and worth discussing is because it could be tied into the relocation of their stadium.
The Commanders have wanted to be back in D.C. for so long, and they finally have the opportunity to be back in D.C.
And it could hinge on them.
It could hinge on that right there.
On
which
them
is,
having to change their name back.
I saw comments from the mayor today where she said that the president before was on board, and the president even thought the site that they picked out was the best site possible for the new stadium. The team is fronting, I think, of a $3.7 billion stadium. They're fronting 2.7 of that $3.7 billion, so – it's not all going to be public funds, which that's another conversation to begin with. But I hope for the good folks in D.C. who are a very, very passionate and loyal fan base.
Yeah, they are.
That they're able to get their version of RFK back.
Yeah. And again, we're only mentioning it because it's tying directly into the big stadium deal that is being now potentially held up there in D.C. All right, great stuff on a football frenzy on a Monday. Had a lot to catch up on from my time off. When we get back, Hawks went 4-1 in summer league. Pretty good. Kobe Bufkin, did he ball out or were there some empty calories? Interesting. Going to ask Lauren Williams about that next when she joins us to recap summer league for the Hawks. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app. Chris Thomas with you till 10. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.